We are waiting.
I am waiting for my case to come up.
And I am waiting for a rebirth of wonder.
And I am waiting for someone to really discover America and whale.
For the discovery of a new symbolic Western frontier.
And I am waiting for the American eagle to really spread its wings and straighten up and fly right.
And I am waiting for the war to be fought, which will make the world safe for anarchy.
And I am waiting for the final withering away of all governments.
And I am perpetually awaiting a rebirth of wonder.
I am waiting for the great divide to be crossed. And I am anxiously waiting for the secret of eternal life to be discovered by an obscure general practitioner.
And I am waiting to set sail for happiness.
And I am waiting
for a reconstructed Mayflower to reach America with its picture story and TV rights sold in advance to the natives.
And I am waiting for the lost music to sound again in the lost continent in a new rebirth of wonder. President Biden's approval rating has dropped for its third straight week, according to a new Reuters Ipsos poll. The poll, which was completed on Tuesday, showed Biden's approval rating at 39%, with 56% of Americans disapproving of his job performance. A three-week decline for Biden's approval rating marks a tough month for the president, with the cost of gas and goods surging for Americans. Biden's approval rating hit 39% last week in a Morning Consult poll, which was an all-time low at the time in that survey. Among Democrats, 74% approved of Biden's performance this week, down from 85% in August, according to the Reuters Ipsos poll, which is dismal news for Democrats ahead of the midterm elections this fall. Among Republicans, 11% approve of Biden's performance, which has been consistent since August. The president is heading into the midterms contending with soaring inflation, as well as Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine, multiple recent mass shootings, and a pending Supreme Court decision likely overturning Roe v. Wade. Biden has stressed that he is focused on lowering inflation. To deal with gas prices, Biden has ordered the release of millions of barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve. The latest Reuters Ipsos poll was conducted on June 13 and 14 and among a total of 1,005 respondents. The margin of error in the poll was 4 percentage points. Egad is one of those fusty words that you associate with drive, Watson in a Sherlock Holmes mystery, or P.G. Wodehouse mocking the British aristocracy. But taken as the acronym Egad, it becomes a handy guide to the 2022 midterm elections. Just 4 months until early voting begins in earnest, the issue contours of the election are coming into focus, and they spell the letters in Egad: the economy, guns, abortion, and democracy. There was a time when I optimistically believed that 2022 would be a victory over COVID-19 election. While the virus no longer registers as a major factor in the polls, it is difficult to mask its continuing toll on American life. Even though the National Republican Congressional Committee has been running an ongoing press release campaign titled Biden Border Crisis, immigration ranks as a secondary issue with all groups except Republicans, according to a recent 538/Ipsos survey. And it is difficult to believe that the latest breathless accounts of another caravan of 6,000 people heading north to the border will change that political calculus in November, even though Joe Biden's approval rating is slowly dipping below 40% and the generic ballot question tends to narrowly favor the Republicans. The Egad issue cluster may somewhat balance the scales on election day. Most political commentators believe that you can't spell economy without a capital I for inflation. And indications are that prices, even gas prices, won't ease before November, despite Biden's planned hat in hand, all is forgiven visit to Saudi Arabia next month. Of course, last I checked, the unemployment rate is also part of the economy. Biden may not get direct political credit for boasting, as he did Friday night at a Democratic fundraiser in Beverly Hills, "We have the fastest growing economy in the world." No, no, not a joke. But there are American workers who are reveling in the near record 3.6% unemployment rate as they get a new unsolicited job offer every other week. It remains mystifying why job security is not considered a voting issue along with the price at the pump. The latest conventional wisdom is that the bipartisan Senate deal on gun legislation takes that issue off the table for the midterms. But that may be wishful thinking by Republicans who want the political support of the gun lobby with none of the electoral baggage that goes with it. 10. or even 15, Senate Republican votes will not erase the reality that even this minimal legislation will be opposed by almost all House Republicans and most GOP challengers aiming to defeat Democratic incumbents. Moreover, the conservative Supreme Court, which was shaped by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, is expected in the next few weeks to overturn a New York law strictly regulating the right to carry concealed handguns. The decision in New York State Rifle Pistol Association v. Bruin could also roll back many other state laws limiting gun ownership. All of this suggests that guns will remain in the sights of the voters in November, no matter what Congress does in the next 2 weeks. Abortion is another issue that the Republicans would love to wish away. The theory is that the leaked draft of the Supreme Court majority opinion overturning Roe v. Wade has already done about all the political damage the issue could. As a result, the actual Supreme Court decision will be anticlimactic. The problem with this argument is that once the Supreme Court rules, the action will immediately shift to the states. That will guarantee almost constant news stories until November as the blue states struggle to uphold abortion rights while red states vie with each other to see which can approve the most draconian anti-abortion legislation. Democracy is the hardest political issue to handicap since so much depends on the final verdict by the voters on the work of the January 6th committee. The short-term political question is whether swing voters will punish the bulk of the Republican Party for aiding and abetting Donald Trump's bonkers stolen election fantasies. Last Thursday night's primetime hearing offered a powerful prosecutor's brief as Republican Liz Cheney outlined Trump's frenzied efforts to overturn a Democratic election that climaxed with the assault on the Capitol. The second hearing, on Monday, seemingly had less immediate impact, both because it was conducted in the daytime and because the key witness, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, could not attend because his wife had gone into labor. Already, it is difficult for Trump defenders, who include almost all Republicans on the ballot in November, to ignore the pointed testimony by leading GOP figures such as former Attorney General William Barr, who said the former president had become detached from reality with his rigged voting machine conspiracy theories. Beyond the televised hearings over the next 2 weeks, the committee will also trigger new headlines with its final report in September. Like guns and abortion, the Trumpian threat to democracy will not vanish from public consciousness in the fall. A Gallup polling assessment by Jeffrey Jones and Lydia Saad, released Tuesday, concluded, Americans' dour evaluations of the president, Congress, the economy and direction of the country all suggest that the typical pattern by which the president's party loses seats in midterm elections will hold this year. That assumes, of course, that 2022 will be a normal political year. But if the Democrats hold their own on November 8th, despite Biden's poll numbers, you will know how to explain it. Simply say, egad.
Subscribe to the podcast.